Adele at 98.3 The Coast, The Best Mix, and Zach East here with music news for Thursday now on The Best Mix in the Morning Show. Taylor Swift will take her Blast from the Past released effort to a new level this week by dropping a tune she recorded for her Fearless album but never released it. Tay took to Twitter to spill the tea about All Over You All Over Me, which she just revamped with the help of Maren Morris and her Folklore contributor Aaron Dessner. She wrote, "One thing I've been loving about these From the Vault songs is that they've never been heard, so I can experiment, play, and even include some of my favorite artists." You All Over Me, Taylor's version, drops tonight at midnight. Ed Sheeran got emotional when introducing a new song on Wednesday night because he debuted the tune at a memorial service for a guy who helped him get his career off the ground. Ed performed Visiting Hours before 7,000 people who'd gathered at an arena in Melbourne, Australia to remember Australian music business legend Michael Gudinski. He told the group, quote, "In lockdown, I was able to have a guitar for quarantine, and I always find the best way to process stuff is to write songs, be it good news, bad news, or whatever, and here's a song I finished last week." Sheeran, who completed a 14-day quarantine in Melbourne in order to appear at the service, also performed Castle on the Hill, which he described as Gudinski's favorite of his songs. And Madonna fans may want to think twice about complimenting the material mom's hot bod, since she's been accused of borrowing the body of a much younger woman for a social media post. Artist Amelia Goldie put up a now-deleted TikTok video accusing Madge of photoshopping her own head onto her body during the 2015 run-up to Rebel Heart. Goldie tells Vice, quote, "I'm surprised it's still up, actually. I told my parents and they still think it's a joke and can't comprehend how or why it's happened. It is hilarious." Goldie says she's reached out to Madonna's reps but hasn't heard back. That's music news for today on the Best Mix in the Morning Show at 98.3 The Coast.